time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Lincoln View High School and home of the Lancers. We're getting ready for the boys JV game here, and we'll do a little recap of what's coming up next week. Tuesday, girls are at Jackson Center for Recovery Radio broadcast. Thursday, the girls will host Delphi St. John's. That'll be a WPGW simulcast for the varsity. Friday, the boys are at Delphi St. John's, but there will be no radio broadcast for the JV or varsity games from Fort Recovery Radio or WPGW. And then Saturday, the boys are at St. Mary's. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. That's a makeup game from the beginning of the season because of St. Mary's long, long run in the football playoffs. That was supposed to be our first game of the season, and that got delayed to here the first time that both teams had open dates on their schedule. So it was going to be a night off for the Indians, but now it's going to be at St. Mary's. That's next Saturday, a week from tonight. So the boys will be going here pretty shortly. Let's just take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this on Wayne Street Market.
Tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you a couple of sides, and you'll have a larger quantity of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself. Just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you Wayne Street. Call them 375-2865.
Lincoln View High School getting ready for the AV game here. It'll be Brian Benn jumping against. It will be Camden Miller. Nope. 11 freshman. Fort Recovery gets the tip. Regan Martin to the lane. Ian on the left wing, up, off the rim, no good. Brian Benn with the rebound, up strong, up and in. Indians with a quick lead in the first 13 seconds, 2-0. So it'll be Lincoln View bringing the ball up. It is Landon Price over to Cole Binkley. And over to Evan Cavender on the left wing. He puts up a long three, no good. Rebound kind of fought for a little bit and out of bounds off Leith. So Ian Homan will kick it in to Cade Wendell. To Ian Homan on the right wing. This time drills it. Let's hope that's the first of many for Ian tonight. Indians lead 5-0. Less than a minute gone here in the contest. Cavender dribbles it out across the top. Leith gets it, drives in the lane, up. No good, and they will call a foul on. Looks like they're looking at Ian Homan. Yep. Ian Homan with the foul. So that'll be his first, team's first, of course. And that'll put Clayton Leith at the line for the Lancers. First shot up, and it's good. 5-1 now the score, 5:59 here in the first quarter. Clayton Leith, 5'11" sophomore. His next shot is up, and that's also good. 5-2. And Gavin Tilby triggers it into Wendell. Wendell will bring it up. Gets it to Regan Martin. Regan will dribble to the left side. Ian Homan, left wing. Another dead eye. He's 2-for-3 from three-point range. He has 6, and the Indians have 8. 8-2 lead for the Indians. And it is Landon Price bringing the ball up. As soon as he gets across the court, Lincoln View calls a timeout. We'll just take a timeout with him. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. Back in just a moment.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
We're back here at Lincoln View. Indians boys won over Minster's boys last night, JV, and that was Minster's first loss of the season. And the Indians are 8-1, and they're here against Lincoln View. And Lincoln View with, and it is Price dribbles down to the left corner, out to Leaf, back out to Price on the left wing, and that is good. 3-pointer. 8-5 now, 5:20 left in the first. Wendell brings it down for the Indians. Over to Gavin Toby, way out on the right wing. To Ian Homan, to Wendell on the left wing. Out. Gets it inside to Regan Martin and lost the handle. And Landon Price will bring it up. And Leith has it in the corner, back out to Price. Over to Aaron Cavender, back out to Price, out past the volleyball line. And he'll dribble into the lane, flips it back out to Leith. He turns around at the foul line and gets it back out to Price. Price goes up with a left-hander, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Gets it to Kobe Wendell. Kobe over to Gavin, to Regan in the right corner, to Brian Benn inside. And he's fighting with him. Gets it back out to Kobe. Brian Benn inside, goes, fakes right, goes left, and shots up, no good, but a foul. And the foul will be on Aaron Cavender, I believe, of the Lancers. His first, team's first, each team with one personal foul. 4:23 here in the first quarter. Indians lead 8-5 with Brian Benn at the line. With two foul shots, first one off the front, off the backboard, and out. So first one is no good. He'll get one more. He bounced everywhere but in. Let's get this one dead center, Brian. Nope, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Camden Miller for the Lancers. Get it to Landon Price. He gets it to on the right wing into Cole Binkley. He'll put up a left-handed shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Regan Martin has it as he falls out of bounds. He gets it to Brian Benn, up ahead to Gavin Toby. He will drive in. Yeah. He kind of lost his footing and kind of fell into, pushed the defender. I hate to see call. It was an he wasn't trying to charge, but that's what it amounted to. So it'll be Landon Price bringing it up for the Lancers. He gets it to Leith on the right wing. He'll dribble into the lane. Up and in. Nope. In and out. And fought for. Brian Benn and Leith. Ooh. I thought that was going to be a jump ball. A foul on Brian Benn, I believe. Well, no. I'm not sure who it was called on, to be real honest, but it is a foul. We have two team fouls, and it wasn't Brian Benn, because they didn't, unless they put it on a scoreboard for the wrong player. So I believe it was Gavin Toby, but I just don't know. So we have Indians have the ball. Oh, no, that's what it was. He said white, or he said blue, and I didn't recognize the number. It was on Lincoln View. That's why the Indians had the ball. So ball goes out of bounds. So, sorry about that. A lot of confusion when he said blue, and he was looking right at Brian Benn, and a foul didn't come up for his number. So Lincoln View has the ball. Landon Price gets it to Cavender on the left wing, to Leith. way out on the right wing. He fakes a shot from 25, gets it to Price. Price gets it to Cavender, to Binkley in the left corner, misses. Rebound, Lincoln View again, and Landon Price goes up. And, oh, Gavin Toby going so fast, he threw a shoe. So he'll come out. And so it'll be Russell Gale getting it into Ryan Post. Also on the floor is Ian Brian Benn and Riley Will. So Ian Homan, right corner, inside to Benn. Left-hand shot up, no good. Rebound to Leaf. Leaf will bring it up ahead to Cavender. Cavender, a right-hand shot, no good. We got one official with an offensive foul. Another one, he yields to the official with the offensive foul. So that will be the third team foul. The second one on Cavender here. 2:29 left here in the first quarter. Indians, nobody scored for a couple of minutes here, so we haven't given the score. 8-5, Indians still lead. Regan Martin will come in for Ian Homan. Ian Homan has 6 of our 8 points, 2 threes. He's 2 for 3 from 3-point range. Ryan Post brings it up for the Indians. He's over on the right wing. Gets it to Riley Will. Puts up a 10-foot jumper, and he's fouled. And it will be on Landon Price. That's his first, team's fourth. Indians triggered into Brian Benn. Over to Ryan Post, up off the rim 2 or 3 times. Regan Martin with the rebound, pulls out, takes a 15-footer, and it's up and good. Indians lead 10-5, 2:05 here in the first quarter. And it'll be Price bringing the ball up for the Indians, guarded by Russell Gale. And he'll get it over to Binkley in the left corner, and he puts it up for a 2-pointer. 10-7 now the score. And it's Ryan Post. He gets it to Regan Martin on the right wing, dribbles to the top of the key, 3-pointer, up, off the rim, no good. Ryan Post with a long rebound out past the volleyball line to Riley Will in the left corner, dribbles in for a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Fletcher Collins for the Lancers. He gets it to Leith. Leith gets it knocked away by Hustle Russell. Over to Binkley. Now Riley Will with the steal. Goes up and in. 12-7. Minute 5 to go here in the first quarter. Indians with the lead. And it is Price bringing the ball up for the Lancers. And Overholt. Jonathan Overholt just into the game. Over to Binkley, to Price. Price over to Leaf. Leaf. Wing. He's looking patient. And Landon Price gets it knocked away. Leaf has it. Back to Price. Over to Binkley in the left corner. Another one from Leaf. Made one just a little bit ago. Excuse me, that wasn't Leaf. That was Fletcher Collins. My apologies. So it's 9-12. Indians come down and throw one out of bounds over Brian Benn's head. Kenny Judy will come in and replace Brian Benn the last 22 seconds of the first quarter here. And it'll be Camden Miller for the Lancers. He'll trigger it into Landon Price. He's guarded by Russell Gale. Russell on him. Gets it over to Leith, out past the volleyball line. He drives in, and they will say that that shot counts, so it'll be 12-11. Leith will go to the foul line. I thought that he dribbled once after the foul, but foul is on Will. And Ian Homan will come in to replace Riley Will the last 9 seconds here. It'll be Leith, Clayton Leith, 5'11 sophomore at the line to try to tie it up here for the Lincoln View Lancers. It is up and good. And Leith has five. Ryan Post with the ball. Tries to get it to somebody who can get a shot. Ian Holman gets it up. And no good right at the buzzer. So we've played a quarter. We're tied at 12. We'll be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes. Whatever you want to try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Lincoln View High School. It'll be Jonathan Overholt going to trigger it in for Lincoln View here to start the second quarter. We're tied at 12. He gets it into Leith out near center court. Gets it over to a new player in the field, Deegan Hatfield. He gets it over to Landon Price. Price fights, goes up off the rim. No good. Okay, that time he said white, 2-0. But it's on one of the Indians. I believe that's Regan Martin. So that'll be Regan's first. We have five players with one foul each. And the first one up for Leith is good. I believe he is 3-for-3 and now 4-for-4 from the foul line. And the Lincoln View Lancers have a two-point lead on the Indians. Regan Martin will bring it up. Gets it to Gavin Toby out past the top of the key. Ian Holman on the right wing. Regan Martin right wing. Three-pointer up. Indians retake lead 15-14. 6 to go here in the first half. It's Price against Wendell. Gets it to Overholt. Overholt looking. Gets it to Miller. Miller gets it to Leith out past the top of the key, and Leith tries to back in and drags his pivot foot, and so it'll be turnover on the Lancers, and the Indians get the ball back, and Brian Benn is back in, so it's Toby, Wendell, Benn, Martin, and Holman for the Indians. Toby will bring it up. He gets it to Ian. Over to Gavin Toby in the right corner. Ian on the right wing to Brian at the top of the lane. And into Regan Martin. Up. No good, but he got a push in the back. On. Let's see if I can catch the number this time. White 15, which would be Jonathan Overholt. So that'll be his first, team's fifth. And Regan Martin will go to the line. Indians lead by one, just under 6 minutes. First one up, off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim, off the backboard, and bounced there twice and off. One more shot for Regan. And next one up, and dead center for Regan. Indians lead at two now. 5:58 here in the second quarter. And it'll be Price bringing the ball up. He gets it to Leith on the right wing. Back to Price. Price takes a 15-footer from the left side. And we're tied. Wendell up ahead to Ian Homan back to Wendell at the foul line. Over to Regan Martin on the right wing. Three-pointer for Regan again. They put a little too much effort in guard Ian Homan and left Regan Martin open for a couple. And he's got two quick three-pointers here in the second quarter. Indians lead by three, 19-16. 5:15 left here in the second quarter. It is Leith in the right corner. He dribbles out to the top of the key. He gets it to Overholt on the left, dribbles to the top of the key, gets it back to Leith on the right wing. He's guarded by Regan Martin. He gets it over to Overholt on the left side, goes inside to Hatfield. That is up and in. 19-18, Indians lead down to one. Kobe will bring it up. Gets it to Ian Homan. Pushed away by Leith. Looked like he got a pretty good hack on Ian Homan to steal that, but they didn't call it. And Ian was on the floor, and Leith was wide open for a layup, and the Lancers lead by a point. And Gavin Toby brings it down, goes into the lane, goes left, and up and off the glass. Indians retake the lead 21-20, 4:15 left here. And it is Landon Price out on the left wing, gets it to Leith. Leith tries to get it back, and Regan Martin, he pulls up at the foul line, and a two-pointer, and he is on the scoreboard again with his jersey. All of that. So he scored, I believe, all 11 of his points here. He's got two threes and at least one two and maybe a couple more of those here in this quarter. It is Price dribbling way out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Overholt. Overholt gets it to Camden Miller. Over to Price. To Leith. Three-pointer on the right wing. And we're tied at 23. 3:20 left here, halfway through the second quarter. We're tied at 23. Ian Homan on the right, left wing, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Toby, up, no good. Rebounded by Ben, up, no good. Gets his own rebound, gets it out to Kobe Wendell. Three-pointer out at the top of the key, good. And the Indians lead 26-23. So we played 5 minutes, and each team has scored at least as many points as they scored in the first quarter. So it is Price over to Leith on the left wing. Shot no good. Rebound. Fought for, and looks like they're saying white ball. 2:45 here in the left in the second quarter. Indians lead 26-23, and it will be Price triggering it in for the Lancers under their own basket. And they get it to Leith out on the left wing, to Richardson, back to Price. Price dribbles out past the volleyball line, goes into the lane, over to Leith in the left corner. Shot up and good, a three-pointer. So we're tied again. Leith with 13 points here. So it's a looks like a three-point battle between Ian Homan and Regan Martin for the Indians and Leith for the Lancers. Russell has the ball down on the right corner, tries to go inside, kicked by one of the Lancers, goes out of bounds. Indians will take it out under our own basket. 2:11 left here in the first half. Regan Martin will trigger it in for the Indians. Again, we're tied at 26 here. Into Brian Benn, makes a move into the lane. Up and good. Indians lead by two. Just over 2 minutes. And Binkley will get it in to Price. Price will bring it up against Russell Gale. Getting a little pressure. And he gets it over to Collins at the foul line. Inside to Binkley. Up, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Gets it out to Ryan Post. Ryan makes a move, goes left. No good. Rebound fought for. Leith comes out with it. Riley Will fighting for it. And tries to get it over to Binkley going toward the basket. But he's fouled by, I believe, Riley Will. Yep. Foul on Riley Will. That's his second. So 16 foul for the Indians, 5 for the Lancers. Lancers will take it out. It'll be Price. He's looking, gets it in to Collins. Collins to Richardson, over to Price. And he has 10 points. And we're Indians are down 1. Ryan to the other end scores a 3. Indians are up 2. This is going back and forth pretty good pace right now. Both teams are making some at a good pace. Russell Gale steals one from Price, and he goes up, and he's hacked. Russell Gale with a 2-pointer. Russell reaches in, grabs that ball, goes in, and a little bit of a frustration foul on Lyndon Price. That'll be his second team foul. Looks like to him out with 2 fouls. Jonathan Overholt replace Pratt for a minute and 4 set here. And Russell has chance for one more. Indians lead 33-29 now after Ryan Post's 3-pointer and then Russell Gale's steal and basket. And he makes the Indians live 34-29. And it will be, Richardson over to Overholt on the right wing. He gets it to Collins. Couldn't see the number, and shot missed. Indians with the rebound. Ryan Post quickly ahead to Kobe, but through his hands and out of bounds. 42 seconds left here, and Brian Benn is going to check back in for the Indians, and he'll replace Dylan Evers. Didn't see him come in, but looked like they were going to rest Brian. Need to talk it over with him a little. So after the out of bounds, it'll be Richardson bringing it up for the Lancers. He gets it to Leaf way out on the left wing. He's trying to get something going here. Gets it over to Binkley, then over to Richardson. He drives into the lane to Collins. Turn around up and in from the right side. 34-31, 20 seconds here. Ryan Post will walk it up for the Indians. They'll be going for the last shot. Ryan's out past the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Ben. He gets it to Kobe with 5 seconds. In a 3-pointer. That's 34-31, Indians. And Kobe steals the ball and shoots about a 30-footer at the buzzer and no good. So we have played 2 quarters. Indians 37, Lancers 31 here in the JV contest. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2000. Call it Fowler Mechanical. So Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle work you need, from installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation. Fort Camp and Farm Drainage holding to get the job right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go in.
Now, tractor sales, are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Our specialized agriculture with either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to specific weight available. All grinder deterioration without a lot of fuss. Grind it Art's way.
We are back here at Lincoln View High School where the Indians 37 37- 31. It was 12 after the first quarter. So the bad news is the Indians gave up 19 points in the second quarter. Good news is they scored 25. So from a tie at 12, Indians now lead by 6. So it's 37-31. Lots of threes going in for both teams. Lee throws several. Ian Homan with several. Regan Martin with several. It's been pretty good. And a lot of inside shots going in, too. So the Indians are playing very well. I don't have the Lincoln View JV record, but looking at the players, they're pretty good. So I'd say it's at least a decent record. The boys JV, the Fort Recovery JV team, is 8-1. Their only loss coming at Jay County in a game that they led 14-0 early. And then the Patriots just kept chipping away and ended up winning that game by 3. So that's the only loss for the JV team. And they've been playing very well, and the future looks very good for our Indians. Other games coming up next week. It'll be on Tuesday. The Girl Plays will play at Jackson Center. And Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV and the varsity. On Thursday, the girls will play Hope Johns. We'll bring you the JV game, and WPGW will bring you the varsity game. On Friday, the boys are at Delphi St. John, and we will not be there, and WPGW will not be there. They have prior commitments with Jay County in a tournament, and that's on Friday. And then again on Saturday, they have commitments with that same tournament with Jay County, so they won't be at St. Mary's, but Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that game, and that's a makeup from the first game when St. Mary's just the week before had lost their, I think it was state semifinal game. It was very late in the tournament that they played, and they were nowhere near ready to play basketball, so that game is being made up from, I believe that would have been December 1st. It's going to be made up next Saturday. So that's what's coming up here later on Fort Recovery Radio. It looks like for Lincoln View, their two leading scorers will be number 3. And Lyndon Price, a 5'9" freshman guard, who really runs the show very well for the Lincoln View Lancers D team. For the Indians, I believe Regan Martin has 10 or 12. He's not on the board right now. He's leading the Indians. Ian Homan, I believe, is up there too with at least 2 threes, but he might also have 10 or more. He might be double figures for the Indians. So Indians have 37, Lancers have 31. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back right after this from Cooper Farms.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. Here 30 years, I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you listening?
looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Lincoln View High School. The Indians are out from the locker room. A little over 3 minutes to go here before the start of the second half. Indians lead 37-31. Just in case we don't get to it at the in the pregame show, I want to go over the Lincoln View's varsity record. They in their opener, they won by 1 point, 58-57 over Van Wert. Then they lost to Upper Scioto Valley by a point, 54-53. Then the next game, they beat Continental 62-33. They beat Spencerville 47-32. Then they lost to Wayne Trace 55-42. They were they lost by 10 to Columbus Grove 55-45. They beat Fort Jennings 64-40. Don't know what Fort Jennings has this year, but they 10 years ago and on around in that area, they were a powerhouse in this area. So the next game, the Lincoln View Lancers beat Kaleida 54-51, also a perennial powerhouse in this area. And then they lost by 20, 69-49 to Ottoville on December 29th. So a week ago was their last game for the boys. They played Minster this afternoon and as far as the girls. And similar result to what Port Recovery did against Minster. Played a decent game, but Minster's just a juggernaut, and they beat them pretty handily. So it's been a week since the Lincoln View Lancers have played. It's the JV team looks like they're fresh and ready to go. The varsity, not sure about them, but they have a 5-4 record, and they play a pretty tough schedule up here. So the Fort Recovery boys for the JV beat Delphus Jefferson, Versailles lost to Jay County in the third game, beat Parkway, South Adams, Wapakoneta in three overtimes. That was a great game. Then beat Ansonia and Greenville, and then on Friday night, last night, they beat the Minster JV 44-40, which was the Minster JV team's first loss of the season. So we're getting ready here for the, you can, pretty sure you can hear the Lincoln View band in the background. They're drowning us out pretty good. They got the crowd up on their feet. The cheerleaders are all ringing the gym here. Everybody's up stomping and clapping. I like the atmosphere here. These people are basketball nuts and have been for a long time. I'm sure a lot of you remember 20 years ago when approximately 20 years ago, and Brandon Parton and his group I believe won back-to-back state championships. They were a truly great team. They haven't had anything quite like that, but that started a tradition, and they have a good tradition, and like Fort Recovery, their fans come out to the gym. It's halftime of the JV game, and there are very few empty seats. The Fort Recovery fans made a nice long 45-50 minute trip, and the Lincoln View is pretty well full, and it's halftime of the JV. Indians get the ball to start the second half. Kobe has it, gets it to Regan Martin, over to Ian Homan in the right corner, up, off the rim, no good. Rebound, to Lincoln View. It'll be Cavender. He gets it to Price. Price gets it to Cavender over on the right wing. Back to Price, and tipped away by Kobe, but retrieved by Price. He will dribble into the lane, flips it over to Binkley. Binkley goes up and in. And it's 37-33 now. Indians lead down to four. And Kobe will bring the ball up. He gets it to Ian Homan, inside to Brian Benn, tries to steal it away. No shot, but it'll be Lincoln View foul on, I believe, Camden Miller. That'll be his first team foul of the second half. Nope, I'm sorry, that was on Binkley. I said Miller, but it's Binkley. And Cam being blocked, tried to see what happened. Fans standing up in front of me, but Brian Benn looks like he got the shot up and in and got a foul. And that is the second one real quick on Binkley. Two in the first, within 10 seconds of each other. Ben's foul shot up and good. Indians lead 40-33 with just over 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And it is Price bringing the ball up again for the Lancers. He gets it out to Leith. Leith will dribble down into the corner. Tries to flip it over to Price in the left corner. Knocked away by Kobe. And it will be Cavender carrying the ball in from the left corner for Lincoln View on their end of the court. Having trouble getting it in, and it is a 5 second call. I couldn't see the official's arm moving, but I knew it was very, very close. So it'll be Indians ball now, same spot. And Toby will get it in to Kobe. Toby brings it across center court. He's guarded by Cavender. He's out on the right wing. Over to Brian Benn out on the left wing. Goes inside to Gavin Toby. He goes up. Ball off of two sides of the rim and off. Leith with the rebound. Up ahead to Price. Price with a shot on the left side. And that'll be a foul on Brian Benn. Not much he could do there. That's his second. That'll put Price at the line. Indians lead 40-33, 5:36 left here in the third quarter. Price bends his knees, puts one up, and misses. As I said before, 5'9" freshman guard, playing with a lot of poise for a freshman. Second shot up, and off the back of the rim, no good. Gavin Toby with the rebound. He's bringing it up. He flips it over to Regan Martin in the left corner. Shot. Good three-pointer for Regan Martin again. Regan is hot. And he has 14. So it's Price with the ball out past the volleyball line for the Lancers. He dribbles, gets it over to Leith out at the top of the key. He drives in right side, up, and looks like it's going to be a foul on Regan Martin. That'll be his second. I was thinking Ian Homan had more than 6 points, but he's got 2 threes. He's 2 for 4. Leith at the line. First one off the front of the rim. He was 4 for 4 earlier, I believe, unofficially. So he's now 4 for 5 in my book, which is nowhere near official. Indians lead to 10, 43-33, 5:09. Leith's second shot up, and that is good. Gavin Toby gets it into Kobe Wendell. Back to Gavin. He brings it across. He's out at the volleyball line, dribbles in, goes to the lane, wide open, up and in. Just under 5 minutes. Indians lead back to 11. They're up to 11. First time they've been there. They were at 10 moments ago. Regan Martin guarding Price. Price gets it over to Camden Miller. Tries to get it over to Leith in the corner, who had broken for the rim, but Ian Homan puts his foot out to try to block that pass and kicked it out of bounds. They got lucky because the guy he was throwing to was 20 feet away by the time he got there. So it's Leith in the left corner. Goes inside. A nice move by Binkley. Missed. Benn with the rebound. Kobe on the left wing. Dribbles. Loses it. Flips it to tried to flip it to Gavin all over the place. Ian comes up with it. Regan Martin in the right corner misses. No good. Brian Benn with the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball. There were Brian Benn and two Lancers fighting for it for about two or three or four seconds. As soon as Brian Benn pulled it away and tried to throw it somewhere, they called a jump ball. He already had pulled it away from him. But so Indians 4:15 left here in the third quarter. Indians lead 45-34. Lancers will take it out under the Indians basket. And it'll be Cavender to Price. Price brings it across center court, guarded by Russell. He gets it to Leith, who dribbles across the lane, goes into the lane, turn around, up, off the rim, no good. Gavin Toby with the rebound. He heads down court, gets it to Ryan Post on the left wing. Three-pointer, up and good, 48-34. Indians lead increasing now, up to 14. And just as Price was losing his footing, gets it across center court, and the Lancers call a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll just take a timeout with them. Be back right after this from Wanglers.
You go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace. Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Welcome back to Lincoln View High School. It'll be Lincoln View's ball on their end of the court. It'll be Cavender. He is getting it into Price. He gets it back across center court, guarded by Russell Gale. He's looking, gets it to back to Cavender, and way out on the right wing. And inside to Leith. He makes a nice move, goes up strong, and he is fouled. Looks like it might be... Yep, it'll be Riley Will with the foul. That'll be his third. And I'll tell you, he's playing hard out there when he's in there. He is playing defense like nobody's business. And I like that. Leith at the line. So that one is up and in. And Leith has 11. Excuse me, he has 15. It's Price with 10. Leith with 15. He has one more. Indians lead 48 to now 36 after the second made free throw by Leith. He's made quite a few here tonight. I believe he is 7 for 8. Ryan Post will bring it up. He's at the top of the key. Gets it to Will down in the left corner. Over to Russell in the left corner again. Tries to get it over to... bounce pass was basically at his feet and went skipped past him out of bounds. So 12-point lead for the Indians, and Cavender triggers it into Price for the Lancers. He'll get it across. Russell steals it from me. Another nice hustle play by Russell. And was fouled by Price, and that'll be Price's first foul. I was thinking he had a couple, but that's his first foul. So it'll be Russell getting to shoot two. 3:02. Indians lead at 12. First one high, hard off the backboard. And Kenny Judy will come in for Brian Benn, and Gavin Toby back in for Ian Holman, I believe. So it's Will, Post, Gale, Toby, and Judy, Kenny Judy for the Indians. Second one's up and good. 13-point lead for the Indians, 49-36. And it is Cavender, has it over to Collins for the Lancers, to Leith again. Back to Price at the top of the key. He drives in, right side, up and in. So 49-38, lead at 11. Now just over 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Brian Post brings it up for the Indians.
Indians keep getting up pretty good, and the Lancers keep coming back. So this is a pretty good back and forth. If the Indians let up for a second, I think the Lancers will be right back in it, because they're not letting up, and they're a pretty skilled ball club. Fortunately, our Indians are very good. Again, with only one loss on the season to Jay County, a game they had a really good chance of winning. So Russell Gales at the foul line. He'll put it out. Excuse me, that's Riley Will. He misses the first one, 49-38. Several players in for the Lancers now. Miller back in for them. Price was out for a moment, and he's back in. Will, second shot up, goes around the rim a couple of times and just will not go down for him. So Leith has the rebound, gets it to Price. He'll get it across with Russell on him. Russell chases him past the screen, and Russell muscles him and just knocks him down and takes the ball away. And they call the foul on him. And I think he was going to reach at the same time that Price turned toward the basket. There's a collision, and Russell shakes his head. Yes, I did do that. So he'll be Leith triggering into Leith under the basket, and that is up and in. So it's now 49-40. That's four straight for the Lincoln View Lancers. Indians need to kind of take control of this again. Regan Martin on the left side to Ian Homan on the left wing to Toby on the right side. He gets it to Regan Martin. Fakes a three-pointer to Ian Homan to Toby to Kobe. Side now goes in for a 15-footer up around and in. The Indians. And it's 51-40, back to 11. Minute and a half to go here in quarter number three. And it is Price again for the Lancers. He is trying to get it out of there, and they're going to call. Okay, looks like they called a foul on us, but okay, that was on Kobe. So that's the fifth team foul for the Indians, four for Lincoln View. And Cavender will take it out on the side for the Lancers. Gets it to Price down in the right corner. Back out to Cavender on the right wing. He's looking around. Minute 15 left here in the third quarter. And Cavender gets it to Price. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Goes into the lane, back out to Leith. He's at the foul line. Gets it to Cavender. He goes to dribbles to the left. And Price, he'll shoot a three-pointer from the left wing. Misses, and Kobe with the rebound. Bring it up court. And 8 seconds here. Kobe dribbles. In the right corner to dribble back. To Toby on the right wing. Corner. Off the backboard, no good. Brian Benn with the rebound. Up and good. And it is Ian's 53 and Lancers 40. Price down seconds. He gets it to Leith. That's the volleyball line. 6 seconds. He gets tries to get in the corner. Still away by home. Goes up, got a little too far into the basket before it control, but the third quarter ends, and the Indians now lead 53-40. Right after this. It's cold outside, and first in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your tires and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If you don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. 617. Wayne Street Market Lot is the best place around to buy your food to drink to go. by their deli and get a hot breakfast sandwiches, chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. Some great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't get too bad. You can get their delicious tenderloins ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster, a lot better than fast food. Welcome back to Lincoln View High School. Begin to the fourth quarter. Regan Martin will be Indians 40. So the Indians scored 16 points to 9 for the Lanterns. Bowman in the left corner, up off the rim, no good. And rebound by Kim. He gets it to looking to get it back to Price. He down into the right corner, trying to move his offense around. Gets it to pass the volleyball line. Dribbles into the lane. Goes to the line. I believe he took one too many steps. They didn't call it, and also might not have called a foul that may have happened. So it goes out of bounds. The foul out on the Indians. And just a half a minute on here in the fourth quarter. They'll hold a 13-point lead, and Lincoln View gets the ball in. Regan Martin steals the inbounds pass. Up and in, 55-40. And Regan Martin with his 18th point. And it is Price bringing the ball up. He's past the ball line, dribbles into the left wing, goes in to the lane, misses the shot. Gavin Toby with the rebound to Ian. And the official, the trailing official, missed that the Lincoln View player tipped. So it's going to be Lincoln View with the ball out of bounds in a closer game. Coach would have a heart attack on like that. And the other official was at the court, so he couldn't see it. So not sure how the one missed it, but Lincoln View gives the ball down 15. Over that, has it over to a looks like that's on Kobe. That'll be his second, and we have a timeout, so we'll just take a timeout with him. We'll be back right after this.
At Home Run Recovery, that makes the earth healthy, keep it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine case IH Lubricant batteries and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your with case IH filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme temperatures. Visit Brothers and Recovery today and purchase your genuine case IH filters and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
We're back here at Lincoln View High School. A little over 5.5 minutes to go here in the Indians, 55-40. A little recap here. They were tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter. And then the Indians scored 25 points to only 19. Well, only isn't 19 isn't only for Lincoln View. And it was 37-31 at half. End of the third quarter, Indians led 53-40. And since then, Regan Martin has stolen a pass and made a basket in the first 27 seconds here. So Indians now lead 55-40. Regan Martin has 18. And Brian Benn has 9. And it's a tender triggering it in for Lincoln View. He gets it in to Price. Goes into the backcourt to get it. Brings it across against Regan. Gets it over in the corner, or in the right wing, I should say, to Garrett Richardson, who goes into the lane and draws a foul. And that is on, looks like Gavin Toby. That'll be his second. And Richardson will step to the line. Down by 15. First one up off the front of the rim. and caroms to the right and hit the backboard and off. Second shot for Richardson. But he's a 5'9" guard. Looks like a pretty good player, too. That looks like some pretty good skill for these View Lancers coming up. Raiden Martin has it. On the lane. Goes up. Goes no good. Brian Benn with the rebound. He'll go up. And up and in. About three players on the floor. All people. So. And. Ball out on the to Richardson on the left. Misses the three-pointer. Long rebound to. He'll bring it down. Gavin Tope goes to the foul line. Flips it over to Regan Martin. He'll dribble to the foul line. Back out to Toby. Over to Ian Homan in the left wing. He gets it to Toby. Almost stolen by Leaf. Back to Ian Homan. Way out past the volleyball line. He flips it to Regan Martin. Tries to go into Toby. Gets it there. And Kobe in the corner. No good in the right corner. And Brian Benn with the rebound. Tries to get it over to Toby. Ball loose. Three players on the floor. And Cavender for Lincoln View comes up with it. He gets it to Richardson. Up and in. And timeout. Lincoln View. So the score is now 57-43. Indians with the lead. 4:07 left here in the back.
Coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make it your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. See us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Lincoln View High School. 4:07 left in regulation. Should be the end of the game. Indians with a 14-point lead, 57-43. 43 is a lot of points in the JV game, but they're down quite a bit. I believe, Indians have scored 66 in a triple time, and against Ansonius, scored 64, and Delphus for 67, but this is close to the Indians. Scoring could easily be. Indians have the ball after the Lincoln basket timeout. Toby has it to Brian at the foul line, over to Ryan Post in the left corner. He'll dribble in, comes back out, puts it to on the right wing, looked at taking a three, brings it back out, flips it over to Toby on a lazy pass that was almost stolen by Leith. And I'm going to call a foul on. I guess I didn't see that. That was on number two. Must have been down underneath Aaron Cavender, because Leith was out there by the play. So they're calling it on number two. But I didn't see Leith make a foul either. So I don't. I'm a little confused here, but probably something under the basket on a push. So Indians trigger the ball in to Gavin Toby. He kicks it to Brian Benn on the right side. Back out to Kobe on the right wing. To Toby at the top of the key. Back out to Wendell. Over to Ryan Post. Way out on the left wing. He'll dribble in a little. Over to Toby. Out past the volleyball line. To Toby. He'll take a three-point shot. A long three-point shot. Misses. Rebound almost stolen by Ryan Post. It goes to Cavender in the right corner. He puts a one-hander up. No good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Flips it to Kobe. Kobe will bring it across center court. Back to Gavin Toby. Gavin
has it out past the volleyball line, stolen away by Price. He goes up and in. Indians are kind of throwing the ball back and forth and some lazy passes, and Price just stepped right in and took it. So the Lancers call another timeout. They'll have two left, I believe, after this. No, they'll have one left after this with 2:38. It is a full timeout, and we'll just take another timeout with them back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialist at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. And about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. We're back here at Lincoln View High School. It'll be the Indians' ball to go to the length of the court after the Lincoln View basket and timeout. Lincoln View's down to one timeout with a little over 2.5 minutes to go. Indians up 13. Regan Martin flips it to Ian Homer and knocked out of bounds by Lincoln View. So Regan will trigger it in for the Indians under our own basket. He gets it into Brian Benn. Makes a little drop step, flips it out to Kobe. Kobe Wendell brings it back out. The Indians are, you know, wasting a little time, and they were doing that earlier, but twice they made lazy passes. One of them did get intercepted. The other one was very close. So the passes have to be crisp. Just because we're taking it easy doesn't mean the passes can't be, need to be. Ryan Post with the ball. It'll be Peter McMaster's probably in to maybe cause a foul. Actually, of the kids, the Lancers that have played, they have Richardson still in, Cavender, and Price. Leith is not in the game right now. I'm not really sure why. I would have him in there since he's leading the team with, I believe, 18 points. So maybe they just have a better defensive unit out there. I don't believe that Leith has very many fouls. So there's another foul, minute 41. They're going to put us on the line. Indians up by 12 now. And that is a second foul for Cavender. Yep, Leith is coming back in. He's replacing McMaster. So, yeah, Leith has zero foul. I'm not sure why he would have been out, but that does give another player a chance to play some. So for the Indians, Ian Homan comes out, and Riley Will is back in. And Kobe is at the line. It's up and no good. And rebound fought for. It is Leith and Will tied up there. I believe they're calling that a jump ball. The ball will go to the Lancers. Minute 38, 57-45, 12-point lead for the Indians. We can't let them start throwing threes. We need to give them some at least token defense. It is Price out to Cavender in the left corner. Misses. No good, but that was their plan, get that quick three-pointer. So get ahead quickly to Brian Benn. He goes up and in. And they're calling an offensive foul on him. What I saw was that the defender was never set. Brian did cause that contact, but the defender was moving. And so I hope that doesn't cost the Indians, but we just need to keep our cool here. It's Price bringing the ball up. excuse me, that's Richardson bringing the ball up for Lancers. Stolen by Ryan Post. And now they're calling a foul away from that action on Riley Will. That's his fourth. I was watching the action where the ball was, and I did not see what happened there. So things are not going the Indians' way right now, but they're still holding on to a 12-point lead. Ian Holman will come in and replace Will. Minute six here, and Leith is going to the line. I believe he's only missed one out of eight free throws here this evening. First one's up and in. Lead down to 11, 57-46. Leith will go back to the foul line. That is up and good. So Indian lead at 10. We need to keep our cool and keep things going our way. Into Ryan Post and a token foul to put him at the line by, looks like, maybe Avery Slusher. Just as soon as he got the ball, he fouled him. So that'll put Ryan Post at the line. We do need to make our free throws, and we have the players in the game that generally do. We just can't have in our head that we already have this game won. Minute two left here. 10-point lead. Ryan's first shot up, no good. Rebound by Brian Benn. He will go up strong and up and in the basket. 59-47 Indians. 55 seconds left. And Price will bring it up. He'll go in. Left-hand shot, no good. Misses the layup. And Regan Martin with the rebound. He'll bring it across center court. 2 seconds now. And tries to get it across court to Riley Will, who was breaking the other way, and it goes out of bounds. A cross-court pass. Not the recommended pass when you're trying to keep control of the ball. And it is Cavender open from the right side. Puts in a three, and we're calling a full timeout, and probably Lincoln View's last timeout, yes. So it is a full timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them after this from Fort Camp Excavating.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained farm field. Give Brian a call, 19-826-6655. Camp Export Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago. Handshakes and a belief. Four generations. Beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than work.
29 seconds left here at Lincoln View. Indians lead by 9. Regan Martin into Brian Benn. And lost. We are not taking care of the ball. It's a good thing we were up 14 when we started throwing the ball away. Because we're up 9 right now with under 20 seconds. And it is Price going in. Up, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Over to Ryan Post. Looks like they're going to let us dribble it on out, maybe. Gets it over to Regan Martin. Get it across center court. Yep, there we go. And it is down to 2 seconds, and the game's over. Indians come away with a hard fought in the end, 59-50 victory. And the Indians will go now to the Indians JV. Will go now to 9-1. Not sure on the Lincoln View's record, but they had a very good game. So it's just a really hard-fought game. Lots and lots of action, lots of threes, lots of points. The losing team had 50, and that's usually enough to win the game in the JV contest with only 7-minute quarters. So for Lincoln View, they had Clayton Leith, the 5'11 sophomore, with 20 points, I think 8 or 10 of those from the foul line. And Landon Price, a 5'9 guard who ran the game for them, had 14 for the ends. Regan Martin had 18. Brian Benn had 13. And several other players had 6 or around that. So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back in a little bit with the Wayne Street Market pregame show for the varsity game. Be back in just a little while.